The Gemara tells us that according to Rav Chisda, Gidud Chamisha, Umechitza Chamisha, Eimetzdarfen. You can't combine land elevation, a post, a mound, etc., which is 5 tefach in height, with another mechitza constructed above that elevated land, which also has 5 tefachim. You can't combine the two things. Eimetzdarfen. Why? Explains Rashi like this. Because the fellow up on top won't notice a mechitza of 10 tefachim. All he sees is a mechitza of 5 tefachim. Therefore, this invisible mechitza can function for him and can be applied for the fellow on top. As opposed to a case where you have a full 10 tefach level discrepancy between both properties, a gidud of asara. In this case, as Rashi is all concerned. Why? Because the fellow on top walks over to the edge of his property, and what does he see there? When he peers downward, he sees, look, I'm 10 tefach higher than my neighbor down there. So he sees very clearly there's a 10 tefach barrier separating them. In this case, it can be applied as a mechitza for the fellow on top as well. Ask the Rashash, what happens if you have a 10 tefach level discrepancy between properties, but you went ahead and you constructed a 5 tefach mechitza at the edge of the upper property? Ask the Rashash, it shouldn't work. And according to Rashi's pshat, that visibility is what determines the status of the mechitza. So in this case, how can it work? He's blocked. His vision is obscured. He has a mechitza, which gets in the way. He really can't notice the 10 tefach discrepancy between himself and the fellow next to him. So how could it work in this case? And the assumption is that it works. So Rashi asks it as a kasha. According to Rashi's pshat, in that case, you don't have a mechitza because you can't notice the gidud from the upper level. And it appears that the teretz is. There's a difference here. The difference is what is obscuring your vision. In the case where you have a gidud chamisha, a mechitza chamisha, Rashi explains, the fellow on top doesn't notice a mechitza. Why doesn't he notice a mechitza? You have 5 gidud and 5 mechitza. Says Rashi, because all he sees is the mechitza in front of him. Apparently, he can't get close to the edge because the mechitza there. And even if you should remove the mechitza and have him look down, but you've removed part of the mechitza in the process. And both elements of the mechitza are required. They're working in unison. The gidud and the mechitza are both vital elements that contribute to the tenth of a mechitza. So you can't remove one in order to peer down at the other. So since in its current form, in its current position, with the mechitzas next to the gidud, all he notices is the mechitza. He doesn't notice a combined gidud and mechitza of 10 tefachim. And since it's not really visible to him, it can't function as a mechitza and can't be applied. However, in the case of the Rashash, it's very different. What are we speaking about there? You have a full 10 tefach height discrepancy between both levels, between both chatziris. It's a perfectly valid mechitza. It's inherently complete. Should he peer down, he sees 10 tefachim. So what's the kasha? Well, he happened to construct a mechitza on top, which blocks his view. That's an external factor. It doesn't have to be reckoned with. You can view it as though it's non-existent. I can't go ahead and negate the status of the mechitza, which is already there, which is inherently complete. It's very different from our case, where the gidud of 5 and the mechitza of 5 are both vital elements. They join forces, work in unison to create the mechitza. You can't say, well, let's remove the upper mechitza and take a look down and see what's going on. Well, if you remove the upper one, then you have no mechitza. They both have to be present in place to work together to create the mechitza. And since, in its current form, the fellow on top doesn't see much more than his 5 tefach mechitza, then he doesn't have a mechitza. As opposed to the case where he's really separated. His level is really 10 tefach above the fellow next door. So inherently, it's a complete mechitza. It's not lacking anything. So go over there and take a look. The fact that you decide to create a mechitza there, which blocks your view, it's unrelated. It's an external factor that's just temporarily blocking your view. That can't negate the status of a full-fledged mechitza, which is fully visible should he choose to look down. And therefore, certainly in that case it would work, even for the Eliyot. There's another kasha in the Gemara later, which discusses the concept of Shabbos Shehut Shehutra. Let's say there was a chatzer in which they would carry on Shabbos due to the fact that there was an Erev present. Then something happened, some new arrivals arrived on Shabbos. The question is, does it change the halacha? So if Chizah brought a right from Mishnah, where the chatzer gdoyle was nifras the ktana, and due to that development, the ktana is asur because it's fully breached the gdoyle. Apparently, even an event that takes place on Shabbos can change the equation. So Rava responded, well, maybe the pirtz over there actually happened before Shabbos. But should it happen on Shabbos itself, it certainly wouldn't change the status of the chatzer. And Abaye said, why just maybe? Why are you just suggesting that pshat? You yourself told us, regarding another case, that the heter, which was applied at the beginning of Shabbos, stays throughout Shabbos, regardless of the change of circumstance. What was the case there? We had two courtyards who made a joint error through a Pesach or through a Chaloin, and it was blocked on Shabbos, in which case they no longer have access to each other. The rabbi himself said, Shabbos kiven shehutra hutra. The heter of the Erev remains intact. So Abaye questioned Rava's uncertainty. If you yourself told us that the heter remains intact, so why are you not sure when it comes to the chatzah which was breached, whether if it would happen on Shabbos itself, would it make it asr? Why are you not sure? If it was mutter at the onset of Shabbos, it should remain that way throughout Shabbos. That's a kasha. What's the pshat in Rava's uncertainty? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says like this. There's a distinction. There's a difference between the cases here. Sure, in the case where the chatzer is joined together through the window, through the doorway, and something happened and blocked the access on Shabbos, that wasn't such a drastic event. There wasn't really a reconfiguration of mechitzas here, new arrivals. It wasn't so drastic. Because what happened? It was merely that their access was blocked. So the error was based on the fact that they had access to each other. Now, they no longer have access. That wasn't a mechitza which disappeared. It wasn't like new arrivals were introduced on Shabbos. There was a disconnect of use, a somewhat minimal change of circumstance. So perhaps, yeah, over there, Rabbah holds. It doesn't affect matters. Shabbos kiven shehutra hutra. In contrast to the case of the chatzah, where what happened there? A wall collapsed on Shabbos. It reconfigured the entire structure of these two chatzeres. So perhaps over there it would be different. And indeed, even if it happens on Shabbos, it will affect the halacha. And even if it was mutter at the onset of Shabbos, perhaps this drastic change can change the halacha as well. Now the chatzeres are fully breached, open to each other. We have new diurim that arrive due to the lack of mechitza. Perhaps, in this case, even if it generally we say Shabbos Shehutra Hutra, in this case it would be different. And it would become asur. So that's what Rabbi was unsure. And he said, well, I'm not sure what halach is. Perhaps, even in that case, if it would happen on Shabbos, it would be mutter. And perhaps the Mishnah, which says asur, is speaking about Mbaidiyah, but he wasn't really sure about this. Whereas Abaye responded by saying, there's no difference between the cases. In all cases, whether it's a blocked window, a blocked doorway, a missing wall, we apply the concept of Shabbos Shehutra Hutra.